Making wool pellets? For what? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Albert Wild, a sixth-generation rancher, a few years ago began considering how he could use the 5% or so of the wool that buyers weren't interested in because the quality wasn't considered good enough for the athletic gear and other products that they were making with it. Being an innovator, he thought the wool would help hold moisture in the soil and perhaps provide other benefits for plants. So, Wild did a little experimenting and eventually figured out that he could turn the wool into pellets, which would make it easier to handle and use. It also created porosity, oxygen space in the soil, helping plants' roots to expand and grow. So he set up a pelletizing operation.
From here, I have a small mill that I can pelletize wool here with. I'm getting it refinished on the die, but to do large orders and that, we'll take it down to Salt Lake to Woodscape, and they'll pelletize it there.
When Wild was approached by another farmer looking for organic steer manure, he encouraged the farmer, who owned greenhouses, to see how the wool pellets worked for his tomato plants. Hesitant at first, the greenhouse grower found the wool pellets delivered on Wild's promise. Creative thought and innovation. Isn't it amazing?
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.